Hi, Andy Martoncelli from Artemis, and welcome again to Metal Shock Finland. Last time we interviewed you last year at Hammerfest, and a lot has happened since then. If you had only three words, how would you describe these last 12 months?
Well, three words. Let me just think about it. Something like special. Surprising for some reason, you know, and
yes.
Killer.
Killer. Yes,
yeah.
yes. That
For
sounds
sure. That's for
good
sure.
and evil.
Yeah.
Great. And before we talk about your upcoming album, let's have a word or two about your past. Okay?
Okay.
You, just hold on a sec, I would do the question
yeah.
first. You formed the band under the name of Nemesis in 94. Originally, you played power metal, but then you moved towards to heavy trash and changed, of course, later on your band name to Artemis. And since 2009, your lineup has been the same. So why don't you introduce your bandmates to us?
Okay. We have Fabio D, our crazy singer. He's a great guy. He's a true brother. And then we have Francesco Tresca, and he was with me. He was playing with me when I was playing in Power Quest, the band from UK.
Okay.
And he was the drummer. So we had the chance to tour together, like Europe and UK, everywhere. Like, so that's why he's another true brother that I consider, you know, like, you know, it's all about brotherhood, you know, when
yes.
you're in the band, you share so many things, you know, you live on the road, you do records together, and it's always important to have, like, people you really love, you know, in your band as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then, last but not least, we have, like, Giorgio Terenziani, JT,
mm-hmm.
the new bass player, but he's always been involved even in the production of the Artemis records as a, you know, sound engineer.
Yeah.
Or something. We've been brothers from 2002.
Okay.
He knows all the history of the band. He's always been there, you know, so it's like he's always been in the band.
Okay. So something else you would like to add?
You know, during this year, we had the chance to improve, you know, as a band.
Yeah.
And, you know, from talking about, like, you know, style, like develop a new, a proper style with, you know, like influences, like from coming out from thrash metal,
yeah.
but with heavy roots, heavy
yes.
metal roots, like, but with a touch of modern metal as well. It's something coming out, you know, from through the years. I've always been like not just a musician or a songwriter, which is, you know, my job, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But more than that, a fan of music. I own, like, more than, you know, almost 6,000 CDs. So I'm I'm always, like, you know, open to, you know, new music coming up, and just, you know, through the years, you it's just like a learning process, like an
yes.
infinite one. It's just never ending.
Yes.
And
yeah.
The more you stay on tour, the more you have experience in life, you know, special ones, good ones, bad ones. It all comes to the music.
Yes, yes, that's true. So very true. So your new album, Live from Hell, will come out soon on May 25th. It's
yes.
your first ever live album recorded at Hard Rock Hell in the United Kingdom, offering a face-melting, fire-breathing, killer live performance.
Thank you very much.
Tell me more about this choice. Why the live album?
We thought, you know, people, you know, we wanted to give to the fans and to new people that you know, will actually come into the Artemis family.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to approach who we really are, you know, in terms of, like, just four people, like, rocking on stage. You know, we want them to feel the real deal.
Yes.
You know, in studio you can do a lot of overdubs, put more guitars and more
of
vocals
course.
And whatever you want, you know, like, just make it, you know, arrangement, make some arrangement that make the song, like, cool, you know?
Yes, yes.
But in the end, when you play live, it's just four people giving the best they had, you know, doing everything to make the live show special.
Yes, great. The album includes 8 tracks, and yesterday you told me that you are more than 100% satisfied for the result and that the album represents you perfectly. Now that I've listened to it a couple of times, I couldn't be more agree on it. You've done a great job. How would you describe the atmosphere in the album?
Well, I mean, especially when you know that you're gonna record a live album,
mm-hmm.
you just can't wait to play. You know, I mean, it's absolutely true to the fans. You can hear from the album that we want to give the, you know, our best.
Yes,
because you know we did a lot of rehearsal before, you know, just to make sure everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And we rearranged some songs. You know, the thing is, we didn't want people to find out, to listen to the same thing of the studio recording,
yeah.
You know, the original version.
Yeah.
So we did, if you're familiar with the albums, and then you start listening to the live album, you can say, oh, they didn't do this part, you know, in the album. Oh, that's cool. Oh,
yes.
This is new. So it's more like... kind of rearranged live version of the album. That's what we do live anyway.
Yes, yes.
Create some special moments,
mm-hmm.
for the fans, for the people, to make sure they enjoy the show. You know, that it's always like a party. You know, it has to be a party. People come to the show expecting, you know, they got expectation to have fun. They are working the whole week. You know, they just want to have fun.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That's
yeah, and it can be heard in the album, the great feeling.
That was a great feeling.
You had quite much fun.
a lot, I tell you. And the thing is, we're very familiar with the UK crowd. We've been playing like so many festivals around.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. We will talk about that later on. And would you like to tell me about the cover artwork?
Okay, talking about the cover,
yes,
the CD cover, it was made by Rob Marconi, great friend, a very great brother. He's part of the Artemis team. He's been part of the Artemis team for years.
Yeah.
And he's a great singer as well. And he did a great job. I mean, I told him, well, it's Live from Hard Rock Hell, so mm-hmm. we should title that like Live from Hell.
Yes.
Just make it like burning. People have to feel the fire when they just grab it. And,
yes.
They just have to... die for to listening to that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the thing. And he made a great job, like blending all of our best shots.
Yes.
Together in one cover, and I think it reflects the feeling of the
house.
Yeah, exactly.
great. And then you recently released a lyric video for the track "Still Awake."
Yeah.
What has been the feedback so far?
Very good. I mean, we never released a lyric video. You know, this is just the first one we made, and there's a great director, like very young guy, called Alessandro Rigobello. He's a very talented guy. I found him. You know, I was having my new tattoo.
Yes.
And that guy was there, and we start talking about that. He was showing me the stuff he was doing. I say, man, you're the one. So let's do this.
Oh.
Things happen.
Yes, that's true.
It's always like that.
Yeah, you go to a place for a reason, and then you go back home with another reason. So that's cool.
That's the thing. You should have. I'm always surprised about how sometimes things happen. That's kind of strange ways every time, like not unconventional ones.
That's true. And what about the official video? Have you already decided for it? If so, when and for what song?
Honestly, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
We haven't decided yet because we are like very busy just rehearsing for new festivals coming up. So that's the thing. We're just focused on that thing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
For now.
Yes, in fact, recently you have been confirmed also to play both Wacken and Download Festival.
Yes.
At Download, you played
Yeah.
also already last year, but I think Wacken was missing from your
Exactly.
list.
It was missing in the puzzle, a
Yeah,
missing
so
part.
what are your expectations?
Oh, it's just the biggest Europe metal festival. So
Yes.
it's just
So
that.
you say that, what the fucking question was that?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, that's history of heavy metal,
Yes,
you know, as well as Download. I love that festival. We love that. The crowd is massive. The people is very friendly, and wherever there's a party, we there's Artemis. We like every time we play, then we just go off stage and start, talking to people, meet new people. And old friends as well. It's all about that, but it's just natural for us to do that,
Yes. So I'm sure it will be anyhow an experience.
Oh, that would be crazy for sure.
Yes. Maybe a live video from there.
For sure.
Yeah. Great. Great. Great.
That's the plan,
Yes. Oh, yes. And what about touring? I mean, can you reveal me also something already something, or are the booking agency still working on it?
They're still working on it because we want to focus on those two big festivals, and then after that, like autumn, we will get like some. We are already talking, of course, with the booking agency,
Of course.
talking about like supporting some big band and something like that, and do some headlining shows in Europe, and it's already it it's some of them are already confirmed. But I just want to have like the whole picture
Then you make
complete.
the announcement.
Exactly.
Great. In these last years, you have played several big festivals as well as touring worldwide, Japan and wherever. What are your best memories so far?
Wow. So many
Pick
good
one.
ones.
Pick one which comes in mind.
One. For sure, one of the best one is touring Japan for sure. The fans are crazy, and they were so waiting for us to come. So because we released like four albums in Japan, and and then we never toured that there. Because the record company usually gets the money to get to finance, like big bands, of course, like huge ones, like Megadeth or which is there's nothing wrong. I love Megadeth. It's one of my favorite bands ever. And but all of them, you know what I mean? Not just
Yes,
them,
I know, I
but
know.
just one of the thousand.
Okay.
And okay. And another good memory was like just playing Download, and then you go backstage and you find like your heroes.
Yes, great. And now, if I mention two words, two names, Michael Angelo Battio and Eight Pillars of Steel, what
Wow.
would you like to tell me about this special cooperation? Just
This is,
recently,
this just happened recently,
yes,
and it's a song coming out from the Intermezzo album from Michael Angelo Badio.
yes,
He's a great brother for me. Like we've been playing together so many times around, Europe, it could be like UK. We played as well as in the US. We played at the Whiskey A Go Go in Los
Oh,
Angeles
yes, great,
together with
yeah. Michael, yeah.
the drummer from Alice Cooper and Glenn Sobel, Michael Devin from Whitesnake, the bass player, Neil Turbin, ex Anthrax singer and Death Rider singer. And yes, talking about that experience and that song. It was a huge honor for me to be part of that song where people like George Lynch, Jeff Loomis, Rusty Cooley, Elliot Rubinson, owner of Tink Guitars, and who else, like Dave Reffett, a great guitarist, an amazing guitarist, and other other guitar heroes, you know, all together in one song, eight of them, you know, like.
Yeah, that was. It's quite impressive, the video. It's really cool.
It's cool, you know, if people who love guitar or rock metal guitar.
Yes, that's
if you get
good.
Like, you know, it was just a great experience. It was, Michael asked me to do that, and I said, "Man, you know, thank you very much." I mean,
couldn't simply say no. You could.
No, exactly. And I was so excited that I laid down the solo like straight away.
Yeah.
And I was sending. You know, he's one of the best guitarists ever in the world. You know, he's the man, you know.
Yes.
So
yes.
When he received the solo, I was sending the solo and I said, "Wow, I hope he really likes it. Otherwise, it's gonna be shit." You know.
Yeah.
What I
mean? But he liked it.
You know, and he was like, "Man, I've been listening to the solo like 100 times. I love it."
Oh.
You know, whoa. You know, that's good. That's good news. You know, like.
Just recently had a special jamming session with Steve Way, and I think you want to tell me more about it, don't you? Because I happen to know that you had also your birthday on that day.
Exactly. It was my birthday, and I
Ooh.
Had that's crazy. Best birthday present ever. You
okay,
know, like,
I bet.
It happened like that, you know, pretty much like the management told me like, "Hey, Steve Vai is doing like a guitar clinic. Would you like to jam with him?" You know, like, you know, yes, of course. It was a great experience, like jamming with one of the guitar gods, you know, of the universe.
Yeah.
And of course, I got to know him like some years ago as well. But, you know, the more, you know, if you play together, you get a different, there's a vibe. You know, there's a good vibe, and that was a great vibe. You can see on the YouTube the video. He after the jam, you know, we went to eat a pizza together, and he was man, you know, he was so happy that we played together. If to me it was like really, I am happy, you know.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, the very important thing is I earned some respect. You know what I mean? Like for a musician is always important, especially if you dedicate your whole life to music.
Yes.
To have that kind of feedback from one of your guitar, your idols of all time. It's like giving emotions. You new energy coming in, you know, like.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I know that you give also guitar lessons. But you have also your own Dean Cadillac Screaming Ninja.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about your baby?
Oh, yeah, exactly. My baby. That's the real one.
Or your lover. I don't know.
Yeah.
All your guitars.
Exactly. It's a guitar made on my specific, you know, for me. And of course, it's open to the public. People can buy that on shops and stuff like that. And it's a Dean Cadillac, and it's called the Screaming Ninja, and it's like black and chrome, like a ninja weapon. You know, like it's got very cool pickups, like EMG pickups, like the Zakk Wylde set. So the sound is huge as well.
Yes.
And it's got the Artemis star on a 12 fret. And you know, like I'm so honored. It's just bringing my a part of me. Where, you know, when I play, she's always with me. You know what I mean? I'm very satisfied with the feedback from the people who bought that.
Yeah.
They always say like, "Man, it's so easy to play, and it's so the sound is powerful. It's very clear. It's metal, but it's clear as well. It's not compressed. It's not like
Okay.
All this thing, you know, we worked on that model, on that signature model for 1 year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Like about everything has to be perfect. They sent me some prototypes, and then, you know.
You tried and tried and retried.
Exactly. And so then it came out like a very, you know, sincere guitar, like very, like I use the same guitar that people can buy.
Yes.
It's not modified. It's not just one for me and the rest for the customers, the people, you know what I mean?
I will then add all the links and everything to the interview, so all who are interested they can go to see and
Great.
And so you seem to be quite a busy guy.
Well,
but whenever it happens to have some relax, what do you prefer to do?
Okay, that's a great question. Okay.
Because you don't have any.
No, yeah, exactly. Apart from that, you know, I like hanging out with my friends and, you know, like, just having like a kid, pretty
yes.
much. That's
yes.
what I am. I like swimming a lot, and then I was doing boxing for years, you know, and then I quit for a while, but I still, you know, like to do kind of, you know,
to
like.
You go to hit
work out, you know, not every day, but you know, I try to be strict about it because I like to eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
I have to
sport
so I can be fitted, you know, like I can stay like okay.
So that's also a good stress. I mean, if you are stressed or stressed or something, so
I'm not stressed.
Oh, okay, you
your
are.
Mind.
Yes.
Makes your mind free for a while. You just switch off your brain.
Yeah.
Which never happens. I'm just thinking currently, like, you know what I mean? Thinking, even when I'm sleeping, I'm just sometimes I wake up and then go to the studio and record because I have a big studio underneath my house.
Yes.
So I just go down and start recording ideas. It's never ending. I mean.
You
know, you have to be, you know, we have a great manager. In Artemis, Chizuka Kakizawa, she's Japanese and she lives in London.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's amazing. She's like our sister, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as well as, you know, of course, as a musician, you have to manage yourself. You have to be, you know, for other things, you know.
Of course.
Music is so wide. So the music world is so big and full of little things that you have to, you know, like take care of every single thing
to make sure
you have a proper career, you know.
Yes, sure. That's true. Okay, before our last question, one classical one. If you could, because as you, earlier you mentioned that you have thousands of CDs and albums.
Yes.
And but if you could take only three albums to a desert island, what would they be?
Wow.
Yes. I know. We can talk about it the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could last forever, you know. For sure, Ride the Lightning from Metallica.
Yes.
That's for sure. Mm. Eat 'Em and Smile from David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm. Great choice.
And Rising Force, the very first album of Yngwie J. Malmsteen.
Oh, great. So with these three, you are settled
I can live forever. And, you know, of course, there are, you know, there would be, like, many more, like, because I'm totally in love with Black Sabbath. Like, I love everything they did from the very first album till, you know, everything.
Yes. Okay.
13, the latest album is amazing. Yes, it's killer.
Yeah, then but these are your choice for the time being. Good choices. Okay, Andy, we made it.
Yes. You know, the internet cannot stop us. You know,
nobody can stop us. No. So, how would you like to close this chat? Playing some guitar riffs, or maybe a message to your fans and to Metal Sock Finland readers?
I want to thank everybody.
Yes.
You know, like Metashock Finland, because it's always an honor, you know, like to be interviewed by you. And as well
my
as.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And you know, and I want to say, just see you on tour, see you in your city, because Artemis is going to destroy everything.
Oh,
you know? Like, and just listen to Life from Hell.
Yes.
Life from Hell, because it's, you know, something we are really proud of, you know, like, and it's the real deal. This is Artemis. This is who we are. Just have a listen and just tell us what you think, you know, on, you can write us on Facebook, Artemis official page.
Yes.
as well as,
I put all the links, all the
okay,
yes.
everywhere. Okay.
Great, great. Andy, I wish you all the best for this, let's say, pre-releasing time, and have fun, and go to hit that boxing, I don't know, sack or how you call it. And yes, see you on the road.
Okay, see you on the road.
Okay. Have a great day, Andy.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Rock on. Bye. Bye-bye.